Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. You have both of us today, 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And of course, Bad Bob joins us there.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, Bad Bob?
Oh, excellent. Brenda's back in town. We made a nice run up to Mount Shasta yesterday, and things are cruising right along. Took the boat out over the weekend.
Oh, wow. You're just getting here into the into May and spring here, aren't you, already?
Well, we have a major event coming up end of this month, and so we have to be ready for that.
We have a major event coming up this week here with April Night. Honey, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you say we start off with Josh Wiley? Josh, good morning. Our Wells Fargo advisor. Josh, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have opened positive after an extended holiday weekend. Currently, the Dow is up 48 points at 16,457. The NASDAQ's up 19 at 4,114, while the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,870. Oil's down 18 cents at $104.12 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.49%. Gold's down $3.40 this morning at $1,290, while silver's down 15 cents at $19.45 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Apple's up $1.99 at $526.97. Citigroup's down a quarter at $47.99, while Coca-Cola's down 23 cents at $40.49. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. You can give them a call at 243-7561. You know, we were looking for things about annuities, KIOs, IRAs, you know, any types of investments. They are on top of everything, our Wells Fargo Advisors. 243-7561.
And our weather today, our weather looks like it's 55 degrees. It's going to be partly sunny with temperatures getting up to about 74. And tonight looks like we're going to be around 60 with temperatures around 49. Our week, as we look ahead, is 40 on Tuesday and mostly cloudy on Tuesday. And Wednesday we're going to have partly sunny with temperatures around 68. Wednesday night, our chance of showers are around 50. So it looks like we have weather all over the spectrum of what our week looks like. Looks like we should probably be thinking about those umbrellas. By the way, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are our warm friends, locally owned and operated. And they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call to 363-3793.
Naturally 365, but I'm holding it over here.
Okay.
You're still getting over this pneumonia, aren't you?
I'm still getting over it at the tail end. Kind of feel I feel like everything's moving in slow motion for me today. I don't know why.
You slept good last night.
Yep, I drove over here in slow motion. Walked in the door slow motion.
Drinking your coffee slow motion. Yes. Well, you know what? Hey, you know, I got a good night's sleep last night. And I know you did. I was kind of watching you every so often. You know, when Elk Keller would be walking around the room. So, you know, but my sleep number setting, I've moved it up to 40 and yours is 40, which means that we're simpatico together. And, you know, what is a good night's sleep worth? It's worth everything.
I think it feels good to get into your favorite bed.
It does. And, you know, the Sleep Number beds are clinically proven to relieve back pain and and improve sleep quality. And right now they're introducing the all-new Sleep Number Classic series featuring their latest innovations and comfortably priced. Now, hurry in the Sleep Number stores where queen mattresses are starting at just $6.99 right now and save $300 on all the new queen mattress set. Now, where is your Sleep Number store? It's right down in the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brad and Janice and have them come in and just give them what your Sleep Number is. Absolutely a great store, and they know exactly what they're doing. 223-2300. They can tell you about sleeping and why it's so important to sleep and how that 7 hours of sleep you need every night, 7.5 hours of sleep, why it's so important and what happens if you don't get it and all the results of that. All of this down at our Sleep Number store. All right, hon. A lot of things going on. Let's talk about Easter a little bit, this Easter weekend. Well, let's start with the Red Bluff Roundup. That was wild and crazy, and a lot of action there. How was the bullfighter here on Friday?
Friday, the bullfighter and the clown were great.
They were, huh?
They were great.
The clown has been doing this a long time.
Clown's been doing it a long time. He had, exactly how you think a clown would be without the makeup. Just, he always said he had ADD as a kid, so he was just, what can I say?
He was he's the guy that gets in the barrel with the bull. Okay.
And then the bullfighter was very shy.
He's the same one I think we had last year too, though. I mean, he helps Groundy and Brothers, Ground Brothers and all this. But, you see these young men and they're poured out of the same mold practically. You know, they're all like 5'8", 5'9", strong, tough and all these. Easter yesterday.
How lovely.
It was 100,000 people at St. Peter's Square in Rome.
Wow.
The Boston Marathon, today, is kicking off with 35,000 runners. 35,000 runners, including the ones from last year who didn't get a chance to finish. And survivors of the attack last year, a horrendous attack last year at the finish line of the Boston Marathon by two Chechenian brothers who hadn't been in our country decades with using pressure cooker bombs. They killed two, injured so many, including loss of limb and everything, from this explosion. And then this year they've got, police everywhere, but they're banning things like packs that are being run. You know, people would used to run with packs on their backs. And so they banned that. They banned anything, any liquid over a certain amount. So they're trying to get all this thing done. You know, there's police everywhere along there, but they expect 1 million people to watch it and 35,000 people, more than any ever, to run in a marathon. And I think that's splendid. I think that's just splendid that they're coming out and doing that. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise, and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Rider, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium, April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by A&I Engines, Best Western Hilltop Inn, Anderson RV, Cicada Cantina, Logo USA, Union Bank, Q97, Michelob Ultra, Hilltop Garden Inn, and Carmona's. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. Gosh, it's the 21st of April today. Monday, starting off Monday again. Linda is... Linda's laying down. We need to get her home today. This pneumonia is a strange thing. I mean, she's feeling great, and then she gets really tired. So we're just taking it easy. We're just making sure. 7:18 in the morning, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So what's up?
I put in an interjection. The lady who just called about the Earth Day thing, we were trying to take care of something else and I lost her. So if she can call back.
Please call back. There she is. Still good. Yeah, there's going to be Earth Day this week. Earth Day started. Gosh, we'll talk to Linda here in a bit. Is Linda on? Good morning.
Linda Boyden is on.
Yeah, Linda Boyden. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today? You getting ready for Earth Day, right?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big event. I've got everything packed up, ready to go out to Happy Valley Primary School. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about you, Linda.
About me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm a recovering school teacher. I taught for a number of years, mostly in primary grades. And then when we moved, we had to move to Hawaii for my husband's work.
Was it hard?
It was horrible. It was such a terrible thing.
Where'd you move to?
To Maui. We spent 7 years on Maui.
Oh, well, you know what?
Cry for me.
I am. You know what? I'm feeling the tears are starting to well up in my eyes there.
I know. It was so wonderful. But anyway, it was the last 7 years of him actually working outside the house. Now he's a fly fisherman here in North State.
Well, that's...
Which is fine. As
long as it keeps him busy. You know.
He loves it. He's very active in the fly club and makes his own little, what do you call them?
Flies.
Things you put, flies. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, I would have said flies. I could have been wrong on that, but you
were right, Carl.
Well, you know, I love
he's not listening.
I love starting the Monday off with being right at least once. So.
Well, anyway, once we moved to Maui, I decided if I were to go continue teaching, I would have to go and get a state accreditation for Hawaii. And I went, I just got my master's. I'm done with that. So, and I've always wanted to be a writer, so I used the time to learn that and perfect it. And so then a few years later, I sold my first book, a picture book. I have 4 picture books in print, and it all started with The Blue Roses from Lee and Lowe Books. And it won their very first New Voices Award.
Wow.
And Lee and Lowe today, well, in last December, awarded the 14th New Voices Award. So it's quite an honor, yeah. And then I have, from other publishers, I have Powwow's Coming, which is a picture book, the first one I illustrated. It just teaches young kids what the native tradition of powwow is, what it means. And then the next one is called Giveaways. It's an ABC book that I also illustrated. And it every entry word originated from a Native American language of North, South, or Central America. So that is for older readers, like maybe fourth grade and up. But it's really interesting how much I wrote it to celebrate what American English owes to Native languages. You'd be surprised. And then the newest one is Boy and Poi Poi Puppy. And that one is set in Hawaii, and it's about a lonely little boy and a lonely a stray dog. A poi dog is a stray dog in Hawaii, and how they become a family. So,
well, that sounds cool.
Thanks. Yeah, and I've illustrated the last three, so that's a lot of fun too.
Well, you know what? This is great. And so having all this put together for the you had all this, but that now we have the Earth Day.
Yeah, the Authors for Earth Day. Can I tell you a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
I've heard of it before. This is the first year I volunteered to be part of it, and I'm so glad I did. It's an international coalition of children's authors and illustrators who care about kids and nature. I mean, bada bing, that's, I said, oh, I can do that, yeah. And the coalition promotes environmental awareness to help young readers shape the world around them. So how it works is that it's international, so around the globe, authors and illustrators schedule a special school visit, and it's an open time, like from March until May, not just on Earth Day. But this year, Happy Valley Primary is going back to school tomorrow from their spring break, and the coordinator said, hey, yeah, let's do it right on Earth Day itself. So I will be doing that. And so the authors schedule, schools contact authors or illustrators, and they come in to the school. The students will research a list of five C3 nonprofit organizations that have something to do with the environment and conservation. I pick those. Each author picks those. And then the children, during my visit, will vote on the one that will get, I will write a donation check to that organization, whichever one they choose, in the name of the school. And all I do is donate my performance fee. That's how it works. So authors and illustrators volunteer to do this and then donate all or part of their performance fee for conservation. It's just wonderful.
Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Earth Day.
And we're doing, I don't think it's been done in Shasta County before. Huh. I could be wrong. But so if anyone knows that it has, give a call.
Now, can people come out and watch this?
Well, I don't believe it's open to the general public,
okay.
But I know that Happy Valley Primary is a school that is totally immersed in recycling and, I don't know, all sorts of programs regarding conservation. They planted trees a few years back. They do all sorts of things to help renew the earth. And I know there'll be a lot of people there because it'll be parents and grandparents and that type of thing. But I don't think it's open to the public.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you're right. Earth Day, when did Earth Day start?
Ooh, 90s, the late 90s, I believe.
Mm,
am I right?
I'm thinking earlier than that.
Okay.
I'm thinking
April
22nd, 1970.
1970. Oh, we were just in grade school, weren't we, Carl?
Well, I think I was still a gleam in my daddy's eye. Yes. Yeah, okay, maybe. All right. Okay,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Bad Bob, look this up real quick. Earth Day. Let's see when Earth Day started. And I'll tell you why. Is because I remember that I was in college when that started.
Yeah, see, I just graduated in 1970. Undergrad,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you and I are probably around that same frame.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I remember that it started there, and the only reason I remember it starting was that the school I was in, the college that I was in, it was part of a bigger university. And where it started in the college, and then the university, kind of usurped it and took it. But I'm the other activists that were out there, us Earth Day activists back in 1970.
Oh,
yeah. That was, in fact, 1970.
Aha, April 22nd, 1970. See, I remember that. That was one
rock.
Of the, how about
totally
that?
Rock.
Ah, well, you know, now, you know, twice. Linda, you bring out the best in me here. I've actually been right twice here.
Twice so. In less than a half hour.
Less than 15 minutes.
No, 15 minutes,
okay.
Even better.
You know what the bad thing means is that Friday for the rest of the week, I won't be right at all.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, okay, well, this sounds like a great thing that you're doing, and obviously, an author as good as you, and donating your time and your fees and everything back into it. This is outstanding. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
You know, it's my pleasure to do this because I've been since the 70s too. You know, I think our generation was the first to be really attuned to saving the earth, or, you know, just we went back to doing, we've been recycling from that time.
Uh-huh.
You know, just helping out as best we can, you know. So anyway,
try to cut back. Yeah, you just try to conserve. You try to do all these things.
Yeah.
And it started back in April 22nd, 1970. And, you know, it is kind of funny when you think back, because I think back on that time frame. So.
Well, and this Authors for Earth Day was started in 2010 by Brooke Bessonen. She's the coordinator. It was her brainchild. And so this Authors for Earth Day hasn't been around that long, but I think it's growing and growing and growing. And on their website, authorsforearthday.org, you can visit that and look at the participants, and you'll be surprised how many diverse authors around the world there are. And the schools can pick for next year.
Right. Okay. Well, Linda, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Carl, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's nice having you on because you're very accomplished at everything you do. And you give back. You give back. Yeah.
And third, you
were forced to live in Maui for 7 years.
I know. I'm still trying to recover from that.
I know. You know, do you still have a muumuu or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I have one.
or do you still have your grass skirt you used to run around and dance in?
Believe it or not, I was in a hula halau, which is a group to teach you to do hula. I lasted a year. It was sad. I just couldn't. I don't know my right from my left. It was pathetic. Plus, I was 90 feet taller than everybody else.
Yeah.
So the mistakes stood out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they couldn't put you in the back, huh?
I was in the back.
And they could still see it. Oh, okay. No, I know how that is. I mean, it's not like dancing. I mean, it's like dancing with the stars. I mean, no matter how hard you want to try and hide something, everybody sees it. But people don't care. They just like it. Anyway.
Well.
Okay. Linda, thank you so much. Earth Day tomorrow.
Yay. Okay. Thanks, Carl. Have a good one.
You bet. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Dubai, KCNR 1460.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alborea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl in the pot. Good morning, my friends. Oh, yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. An in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet and raw and organic food are just some of the reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Also down there, of course, is Amazing Foods for Life. Gluten-free muffin mixes, cookie mixes. I think it's even got pie mixes, all gluten-free. All right, so this week I'm here with Barbara Harrison. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
You know how to use this radio, right?
I think a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been here once or twice.
Has there been anybody on radio more than you?
You.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just not sure if that's true or not.
That's Bill's car right there.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? What's going on this week?
A car show.
A car show. Is this a new car show?
It's the 25th anniversary car show.
It is the 25th anniversary of Cool April Nights. What can I say? And you know what? You know, you just gotta love it here. So you brought me the catalog here.
Program.
Of the program, I should say. And you also brought me Bill Emerson.
Yes, I did.
And so good morning, Bill.
And that's his car there for you to look at.
You have a 23 Ford. 1923 Ford.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is absolutely, you know what? I know everybody goes out to look at these cars, but you just have to take a look at this. It is America's most beautiful roadster competition. And I've got big pictures of it here. Bill, how long have you had this car?
Been 4 year build. I started 4 years ago and scratch built. Built frame and all.
You built so you just built a car then?
I built the car, had some pieces, and put it together.
So did you have any original pieces here?
Pardon?
Did you have any original?
Yeah, the only original piece on it is the top of the cowl, which was 23T Roadster.
Uh-huh.
And I split it and spread it out 12 inches to make it wide enough to make up to what I built.
Okay.
The tub is wider than a normal 23.
All right. Okay, so what possessed you? How many hours did it take? I know it 4 years, but how many hours?
Well, 4 years, about the average 7 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just
really?
What you'd love to do, you know? I mean, some people play golf. I play car.
So you should see his shop. I mean, it's just to die for.
I can just imagine. Yeah. I mean, can I eat off the floor of your shop?
Well, not quite, but it's pretty good.
Is that right? Okay, Bill. So how long have you been involved with cars?
All my life. It's a hobby.
And can I safely say you're over 60?
I just turned 85.
Wow. Can I be?
Wow.
Wow. No, no, I'm saying wow because I want to be like you when I grow up.
Well, I'm old enough to be your daddy, I'll bet.
You are. Yes, sir, you are. Barely, but no, you are. My daddy was precocious. Okay, so you've been doing this your whole life.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do when you aren't doing this? I mean, have you lived in Reading a long time?
We've been here 47 years come this December.
Uh-huh.
Born and raised in Arcata.
All right.
Been in the lumber business all my life.
Oh, okay.
And cars have been a hobby, and airplanes have been a hobby all my life.
Airplanes?
Yeah.
Do you build your own airplanes, too?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You know, I think I'd – no offense, because I know other people. I've got good friends that build their own airplanes, and they fly in them. I mean, this is – but I just have never wanted to re-go up in a homemade airplane. I don't mind in your car. I mean, you know, we can drive your car.
Well, it's a lot better. As the years went on by, I got into RC aircraft.
Oh, radio control.
Radio control.
Oh, okay. Oh, those are okay.
But they had the real ones, too.
Yeah.
But,
okay, so you decided, why did you pick the 23 Roadster?
Well, I'd had completed a 41 Lincoln in 08, and when that was done, I had to start something else, and I wanted to build a Roadster, and I never had built one of those before. So I started it and built it.
It says here that there's only for this Grand National Roadster Show in Pomona.
Yes.
Pomona. Now, are you entered in that?
I was in it.
Okay, you were in it. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just limited to just 12 entries.
Yeah, only 12. And we were on a waiting list because most of them builders down there buy a spot in those shows and build a car for somebody. But all of them never get them always get them done. And we got in. There was only 11 in it this year because one of the guys wrecked his car, run over one of the judges when he entered it in and through the doors.
True story. Yeah.
Ran into one of the judges.
Yeah, and the
I can't get you disqualified.
Reason we got there was the last minute on Wednesday. They were setting up, and we were home here. Got a call. Because the guy from Ohio didn't get his done, and he never got there. So we were the 11th one in America's Most.
And they said you had to be there the next day.
Yeah, we drove all night. It was up 32 hours, got there, and got set up on Thursday. And, you can see here, these pictures were off of the Internet in the interview.
Wow.
I pulled this one out, Carl, because you can see the color on this one a whole lot better, and it is just drop-dead gorgeous.
What color is this? I would say it looks like a burgundy candy
apple. The actual color of it is a terminology is Romanesque and it's PPG. And, of course, Tommy Carr painted it and Scott Stanley upholstered it. And all the rest of it is by me.
Tommy Carr is quite a builder and he's up in Oregon. And I don't know if you know this yet, but I called him, and he's bringing a car down because I had a cancellation.
Well, he talked to me.
Yeah, he's going to be here.
He may stay at the house.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know yet.
Okay. I have a hotel for him.
He may have a room.
You fabricated this 23 Roadster Ford in your you fabricated in your backyard, floorboards, headers, battery box, fuel tank. And you also did you do everything then, I guess, the frame? Everything?
Yeah, I built the frame. I built the headers. I built all the fuel log, built the gas tanks, everything that's there. And everything is hid.
Everything is hidden. Yeah, that's what it says.
You don't even show any signs of suspension on the rear end. It's all inside.
What about those three carburetors? Do you have three carburetors?
That was very difficult to do. Years ago I was a racer and I built a few engines and to get the carburetor synchronized. It's difficult, especially the old types. And I spent a couple of months at it, but I got it pretty respectable.
So it's okay. You don't have to take an old car and redo it. You can, as long as it meets the specs. Or do they go by specs or just by looks?
No. It's a roadster is a roadster.
Right.
A coupe is a coupe, as we all well know. But the building a car, this is titled and licensed as a 1923 roadster.
Okay.
It's even licensed under the original 1923 California plates.
Oh, okay. The other thing, too, about it, then, okay, for us people who are not car, you know,
yes,
aficionados like this, what's the definition of a roadster? Because I see this all the time. What is a roadster?
A roadster is a, I think the terminology of it is a two-place car for two people.
Uh-huh.
Two-seater.
And not a top on it. This has a top. But it comes off. It's a convertible. Right. It can have a convertible top.
Right.
And that is the termination.
It's for two people, no top. Yeah. And then the...
And you can have a convertible top up, or you can have a Carson-type top, which I did for this one.
All right. So that's essentially it, though. And does it have to have so many... Does the wheel width have to be a certain amount or anything like that? Or the, you know...
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
And then a coupe would be a car with one door and a certain...
No, it could be two-door, a coupe, for two people, or it could have a jump seat in back.
Okay.
And it could be a five-window or a three-window, but it'd be a hard top. It's part of the car.
All right. So that's the coupe. And then a four-door is just that.
A four-door. Four-door would be the same thing, only it'd be a sedan.
Okay, so a coupe just only has one door, though, or two doors. Right?
Two doors.
Two doors, right.
Yeah.
So then everything else. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. The roadster I wasn't sure about, because I see, you know, when I see it, it's absolutely beautiful. This is such a work of art. You know, I see, you know, we have our different artists in here that do different types of things, sculpting and all this. And I look at your car. And I look at the other cars that Barbara has found and puts into the Civic Auditorium, plus other cars that come driving up and park right here in front of us that you bring in front of us here, Barbara. And they're truly works of art. I mean, they're just lovingly made. The paint is brushed. I mean, you can just see where people are, you know, just keeping them so clean.
Well, you can't do this unless you love what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's a creation, you have an imagination, and the next thing you know, the engineering comes into place to figure out how you're going to make it work, but what you got in your mind. And that's the fun part.
You know, that's the thing is people that can, I'm sure this is what you can do, and this is why you're an artist, is that you can envision it, and you can sit down and envision what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then you can make it happen.
Yeah.
I can envision certain things.
Yeah, I've seen what I wanted before I ever started this.
I can envision certain things that I would like to paint. But it just never comes out like that. I just don't have the techniques I don't have the training for it. But to have to be able to picture this is what I want it to look like. I'm taking this cowl, which is just the first part that goes over over the radiator? Goes over the hood? When you say
if you have an opportunity, I'll have the albums down at the show.
Okay.
And if you come by and take a look at it, there's one there.
It's worth it.
It'll show you the two pieces that I started with and all the rest I built.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, but be able to take a look at that and go, okay, from this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm sitting here.
He's an 85-year-old wonder man.
Bill Imbertson, and he built a 23 Ford Roadster that was one of the 12 that was selected to be in this, you know, the best of the best down in Pomona. And, of course, Barbara Harrison, do you have problems, Barbara, picking out which cars go in there?
No. Not at all. And
how many cars are in your final selection?
About between 20 and 24. Sometimes I've had a couple more, depending on their display and the size of the display. If they're a 20 by 20, that is one car. But if it's a 10 by 20, that's space for, if I had 20 by 20, I mean, there's two cars that take up space. So it depends on how large their displays are.
Okay.
But I pick them because I feel that they're a work of art. I feel because they're homegrown. I love to get a story like Bill's that's right here in Reading. Usually a lot of stuff like this comes out of the Bay Area, and I'm tired of hearing that. I like it to come from here and recognize our builders that live right here amongst us.
Oh, we got the best builders in the world here.
Now they'll start coming out of the woodwork right now. I mean, this is the week you'll start seeing cars you haven't seen all year.
I know.
You know, it's amazing.
The first year I was here, we went down for the cruise. Linda and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at all these cars, and I'm like, and I'm talking to this gentleman that owns a Corvette. He says, "Yeah." He says, "This is the same year Corvette that the first date I went out with my wife on when we were in high school or college, I went out with her in this car. Not this car, but this model car. All these years have gone by, and he's driving down the road, and he looks over his shoulder, and there's one sitting next to a barn. He turns around, goes back, buys it. It wasn't running. Buys it, has built it, rebuilt it. And the car is worth tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
He drives it once a week around town. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, I love the drivers.
You guys love it. Yeah. Do you take yours out at all? We got to take a break. Do you take yours out at all, Bill?
I will as soon as this show's over.
Okay.
But you talk about Corvettes.
Yeah.
I'd done those for years, too.
Oh, you've done those for years?
When I met my wife, I had a 57 brand new Fuelie.
I did, too.
And we got married in it. And the last one I did was a 1953 Corvette, the first one. It was only 300 built. And number one car in the nation, invited by General Motors to Tennessee, Nashville for the 50th reunion of that car. And it was quite a trip.
I tell you what, Colorful Nights, we're here and there's a lot of stuff to see.
And we do have tickets to give away if you want to talk about that later too.
Yeah, we will do that in a few minutes. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
I found her in a barn in Tennessee. Paid $5 from a bucket piece. It took 3 years of sweat and blood to clean off all of that Tennessee mud. My bucket tea, bucket tea, my bucket tea.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS, Reading Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? Want them gone? Call Reading Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, it must be cool April night. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. April 21st, this is Cool April Nights Week. The cruise is this Friday, and I've been joined by Barbara Harrison and Daryl Chambers here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Indwelling. That's right, a new furniture store here in town, right across the street from Jack's, 1760 California Street. Very eclectic, very different furniture in here. Great looking furniture, wall coverings, art objects, floor coverings, all of it at Indwellings. Give them a call at 361-6727 or stop by and see the Abrahams at 1760 California Street. Outstanding place. Okay, Barbara Harrison is with me, and we're here with Daryl Chambers, who has a 1939 Studebaker pickup. Daryl.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
This doesn't look like a 1939 Studebaker pickup.
Well, Carl,
most people would see, right?
As you well know from dealing with cars, I've been dealing with them since the mid-50s, and always some of these cars never look like what they started out to be. And the 39 Studebaker is probably one of the ugliest cars or trucks in the world, but this one is a total turnaround custom pickup truck.
And this one is not ugly here. This is beautiful. This is beautiful.
Yeah, the guy built them, they do great work. And this one here, I do a bit of dealing on cars online, uh-huh. A lot of trading. And this is the 13th one so far in the last year and a half.
13th one?
Yeah.
That you bought or
traded?
Do you trade mainly or is this something
like? He flips
like,
them. We call that flipping. Like a house, he flips cars.
Okay. So you get them at one price and try and flip them at a higher, or do you do,
do
things to them?
Well, a lot of trades.
Okay.
A lot of trades.
All right.
And this one here, I traded a 39 convertible Ford for, and it came out of Texas, and it was something very unique and different. And that's why I grabbed onto this one. And Barbara,
well, this is—I don't
really
think I've seen
it.
One. You know, I mean, you see them like this, you know, kind of looking, you know, like the 32 Ford sedan or the 40 pickup, 1940 Ford pickup. I haven't seen this one, the Chevy. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Phaeton,
and that also went to Pomona.
Oh,
it was right alongside Bill in Pomona, and he won Best Paint.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And that's going to be here too.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. And now, but yours, Daryl, is just—I mean, it's. It's just absolutely different and beautiful.
It's very different.
Wow. How long have you been doing this, you said, for?
Well, I started in about 57.
1957, huh?
Probably a little before you were born.
Yeah, you know, only 10 years. Oh, okay.
I started.
This is good. I've gotten twice now. People have said to me, like, I'm young.
Well, you're so young, Carl.
Yeah, I'm
you're
just
so
a,
young.
Just a child.
No, I just started working on cars down in San Diego. It's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And been into car shows for a lot of years and done a lot of them, and built several cars.
You know, Daryl, you know, talking to Bill that was with us in the last segment, are you seeing younger people coming up?
Well,
are y'all being replaced? I mean, you are such masters.
Well, the thing is that I see a few of the younger people coming up. But it's like a lot of things, you know. Today, building a car is very spendy.
Yeah.
It can get very expensive building a car. And so it's something for somebody that has a talent. Like Bill Anderson, he's been building cars for years.
Yeah.
And I've known Bill
for years.
His
whole life.
Yeah. Right. And he does a great job. What can you say?
But it's also something, I guess, you need to have time to do it if you're building, because it takes lots of hours. So I imagine if you're working a full day, but everybody did. He started like that. You started like that. You worked a full day, and then you went and you worked on the cars.
Right.
Afterwards. So uh-huh. it's a type of thing. It's where their interest is, I imagine. So.
Well, the thing is that if you enjoy the hobby, do it. That's my thing. And I really enjoy playing with the street rods and different. I'm more into the 30s and 40s cars over the 50s, type thing. Nothing wrong with that, but that's just, I prefer that.
Okay. Well, you know what? I just, you know, frankly, I'm just awed by people that can do this. They can work on cars and know cars as well. I mean, people talk about, you know, if you remember that movie, my cousin's lawyer or something like that. My cousin's a lawyer. And my cousin Vinny. That's right. And at the end, they're talking about a car, and the girl who ended up winning the Academy Award starts describing this car. And she says why this car couldn't be the one that they were looking for because of the width of it and the tires and all that. And I've always been in awe of people that can look at a car and tell me, oh yeah, that's a 56. Blah, 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 blah. Oh yeah, and it probably has a punch.
You'd be surprised.
Oh yeah. No, I am. I am not kidding. I'm in awe of that. You know, Barbara can do it. Mm-hmm. Barbara can sit there and look at cars, and I'm sitting looking at cars, going, "How do you know it's a Dodge?" And she'll tell me why it's a Dodge, an older Dodge. So, okay, now, so all this Barbara is going to be starting when? When are they going to be able to get in there and start seeing these?
Actually, the show is on Saturday and Sunday. You know, okay. The awards are on Sunday. But there's setup times on Friday, and there's things to kind of do and walk through and see. But Saturday is the show.
Okay, now, are these two passes I have
for Saturday?
It's for Saturday to get into the, Civic, to be able to see all these cars. These are two free tickets to get in for the first person that calls 605-4567. Just give us a call, 605-4567. You pick up two pedestrian gate passes to get in. So, and they've got other things outside too, I believe, don't they? Around
there? No, everything's inside.
Everything's going to be inside. So there's not going to be like any vendors or anything else out there.
No, everything's inside.
Everything's inside the gate this time. 605-4567.
We got a winner.
Oh, you know what? Our listeners are out there and they're ready, you know, so. Okay. Now, any last thoughts here, Daryl?
Yes, sir.
On this car. Is this going to keep this for a year and flip it?
You never can tell, Carl.
I've only got a couple minutes. What's the car you really want? I mean, everybody's got something going,
I really had a hot deal going last week on a Phaeton, like that red one that you have there.
Yeah.
But we just couldn't come to terms on that one.
Okay.
And, I love the Phaetons.
Why?
They're nice. Because of the style, and they're a little different.
Yeah, a Chevy Phaeton, 1934.
And one of my favorites.
And the thing is that I prefer unique and different. Mm-hmm. And so that's, and the Phaeton is a very unique street rod.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, Fred. You now have tickets for Saturday for best pedestrian gate pass. And we'll just put these down here at 1326 Market Street. So, okay. So the Phaeton, so that's the one you're going to keep looking at that one.
At those. I've got two online right now that I'd like to, deal with, but we just can't seem to come to terms on it.
Okay.
And getting cars from out of California is a little tough.
Really?
Yes.
And because? Come on, lay it on us.
DMV.
Ah, I knew it. DMV, huh?
So you're talking about the bottom line, DMV.
DMV doesn't want you to bring a 1934 car into the state.
That's right.
Why?
Good question.
A 1934 car. I mean, how many of those are coming into the state? There can't be that many.
No, there isn't.
It's like maybe, two a year? And they don't, because of emissions?
No, I really can't answer that question, Carl.
Oh, well.
Some people have problems with title search on them, too, so that becomes an issue. I've heard of those problems.
Yeah, you have to be careful on getting a car from out of state.
Very careful.
Because of title, of VIN numbers, so on and so forth.
I mean, it's 1934.
You got to prove it.
Okay. And then you wonder why somebody told me the other day.
Let's not get into politics here.
Well, I'm not, but this is somebody that has lived in this state up here in Northern California for well over 100 years. His family's been well over 100 years. And he said, if I could pick up my land and move it, I would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he said that, and what a shock. And when he said that to me, and I went, wow. I guess on some of the things that are going on, but when I hear something like that, it's hard bringing in a 1934 Chevy Phaeton. because, well, who knows? Anyway, hey, Daryl, thanks a lot for being here. Barbara.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you for having us.
This whole week at 7:30, we're going to have Cool April Nights talking about these great cars, and we're going to be giving away tickets all this week. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
This guy will be here.
Okay. I got that one, too. No matter what happens, we're going to...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some 36,000 runners taking part in this year's Boston Marathon today, the second largest field ever assembled for the race. Marathon runner Denise Ianazzato of Kingston, New York, ran a personal best last year. She says she's back this year to make a point.
I feel like I have unfinished business. I feel like I just need to be able to put this behind me and, you know, just be able to move on because, I mean, I think letting terrorists get away with what they got away with and I want to show them that they can't stop us.
Meanwhile, officials say tighter security is in place to protect the runners. A quarterly survey from the National Association for Business Economics finds that the rising costs for materials and labor appear to be pressuring businesses.
During the first quarter of 2014, 31% of businesses surveyed reported higher material costs, and that's more than double the 15% that saw costs increase in the previous survey. 35% of respondents reported increasing wages and salaries at their businesses in the past 3 months. Meanwhile, those who said they raised the prices they charged during the first quarter of this year remained unchanged at 20%.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The survey of 72 members was conducted between March 18th and April 1st. The Reverend Franklin Graham says homosexuals can go to heaven, but only if they repent, just like all other sinners. He explained that on ABC's This Week.
Franklin Graham is a sinner. I'm no better than a gay person. I'm a sinner, but I've been forgiven and I've turned from my sins.
Evangelist Franklin Graham, the average price of gasoline up 9 pennies over the past 2 weeks. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says that's due to higher crude oil prices and a weaker dollar.
Investors, they see a weaker dollar not beckoning them to stocks, so they turn towards commodities.
On Wall Street, investors are turning toward the Dow. It's up by about 5 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Even as the White House touts 8 million people who have enrolled in Obamacare, there are still lingering questions about the controversial health care plan, as SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
President Obama has been quick to announce the number of people who have signed up for health insurance through federal and state exchanges. But administration officials have not released a tally of how many enrollees were previously uninsured. It's also unclear how many enrollees have paid their first month's premium. Republicans have seized on those uncertainties to argue that the president is ignoring the real damage the law is inflicting, like higher premiums, smaller provider networks, and canceled policies. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Ukraine and Russia are trading blame for a shootout at a checkpoint manned by pro-Russia insurgents in eastern Ukraine today. Ukraine and Russia trading blame for the flare-up left one person dead and several people hospitalized with gunshot wounds. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is about to hear arguments in a copyright case that could change the way you watch TV.
A service called Aereo that lets users watch broadcast TV on computers or mobile devices for a small monthly fee. Broadcasters argue the company makes a profit from their products without paying license fees and threatens the future of free over-the-air TV. The company says it's only a high-tech replacement for your rooftop antenna. The Obama administration supports the broadcasters.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. The court will hear arguments in that case tomorrow. New poll, meanwhile, finds that the public has doubts about science that appears to be at odds with their own experiences and the present time. The Associated Press GFK poll finds, for example, that few Americans question that smoking causes cancer, but they do express bigger doubts about concepts like global warming, the age of the Earth, evolution, and the Big Bang theory of the universe's origin. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:06 in the morning on April the 21st. You know what today is? We're going to talk about this a little bit later, but this is Tax Freedom Day. That means is today, everything you've done up until now has been to pay taxes. Now, Tax Freedom Day is 3 years or 3 days later than last year, but we'll get into that later. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And on the phone, we have Josh Wiley and who's going to be talking to us about what's happening on Wall Street with our Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. Well, markets opened positive but are now mixed after the first hour and a half of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 11 points at 16,420, while the NASDAQ is down a fraction of a point at 4,095, and the S&P 500's up 1 point at 1,866. Oil's up 16 cents a barrel at $103.52, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.49%. Gold's down $7.05 this morning at $1,286, while silver is down a quarter at $19.34 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Goldman Sachs is down 23 cents at $157.21. GE's up a nickel at $26.60, while IBM is up $2.11 at $192.14. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. And we do this so you can find out what's going on Wall Street, see what the latest is, what's the market look like. Now, if you need really one-on-one information, which I think anybody does that has investments and you're looking at your KEO plans, your IRAs, any of these, that you want experts to be able to help you with this, to help you give your kids financial freedom, help give you financial freedom as you get older in life. You need to give them a call at 243-7561. Talk to any of the counselors down there. Talk to any of the investment specialists down there at 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors located on Park Marina Drive. Let's go to the weather.
Well, right now in Reading, it is 58 degrees. Partly sunny today. The high will be near 74. Showers are likely tonight after 11 p.m. and the low will be right around 49 degrees. And as we get into Tuesday, showers. Thursday should be, or Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy and then more showers coming back late in the day on Thursday. So a mixed bag in the weather. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Also, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Honesty, integrity, when you're dealing with someone like Leonard and all of his associates there at Four Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry, the very best. Give them a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop. I can't say enough about them. Let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob. Sure hope Linda gets better, buddy.
Yeah, you know what? It's not. And she came in today and it just hit her again. So she's at home. She's back in bed. I keep trying. You know what? It's like trying to keep that thoroughbred horse from running. you can, it's difficult, and I don't want to compare her to a horse, but that's, she's a competitor.
Back away slowly.
She's, yeah, okay, that's not.
Well, in spirit of the rodeo, yeah. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay. So. Now, Terry, we've got a couple minutes here too, so I know you want to talk about what's happening at the meeting tonight, but I also want to talk a little bit about Yuba.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, tonight, at 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock, we will be having Jim Dahl coming in from the State Board of Equalization to talk about where we are on the fight. As you know, the State Board of Equalization and the Jarvis people are basically going after the state of California for that illegal fire tax that many, many people are paying for. He's going to give us an update on that. Then we're going to have a debate between Butch Schaefer and Rod Jones, who are running for District 5 supervisor. Ann and Fred Meyer set that up. We thank them for that.
They also invited
Les Baugh, who never even responded to us.
Les Baugh doesn't want to debate the issues?
He never responded to, didn't even respond. That's the odd part. I mean, it isn't even like a Tea Party kind of thing. Ann and Fred, they're actively involved on the Republican Central Committee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and he didn't even respond to them.
Did they get his right address?
Oh, come on. Of course they did.
I have my tongue firmly in cheek there.
I know it's tongue in cheek. I know.
Well, I'm surprised to hear
that some people think they're above the fray. Anyway,
I'm surprised.
You were gonna ask me a question, my friend.
Well, let me make this little statement here. Is I am surprised that Les Baugh, who is running for supervisor, would not want to have a debate with two of his candidates. I realize one of the candidates is a one trick pony on as far as the. And I don't mean that in a bad sense, as far as the marijuana goes. But Schaefer is a very viable candidate.
Well, I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the only conclusions you can draw is why didn't he at least simply respond to them? I mean, a simple phone call would have been nice. It isn't like he doesn't know them. I mean, he did run for senator? So he had to have known that they were on the Republican Central Committee.
I don't know, Carl.
I just don't know about some of these.
All right. Butte County, what happened there?
Well, basically, when we went in originally, we were told by the chair of the board and along with the county attorney that this thing was probably going to go to a vote and go to the ballot box because he didn't feel comfortable in just signing a declaration. But by the time everything was said and done, Roger Abbe, who I give total kudos to, had heard all the testimony, and Andy Vasquez, who was on the other side of this gentleman, this chairman who was in the middle, made a motion to sign the declaration right then and there. Why put it on the ballot box? They'd heard from their constituents. And Roger Abbe made a great statement. He said, you know, for 6 weeks we've studied this. For 6 weeks we have talked to our constituents. And the only thing that we have heard is that a lot of people, the only negative is that people say it's too hard. He said, you know, I'll bet in 1964 that 90% of the people in the United States believed civil rights would never happen. Well, of course, the whole room erupted in applause, and the next thing we knew, it went 3-1 in favor of signing a declaration to withdraw from the state of California and form the state of Jefferson. They signed it. That's four that are in. We expect three more coming in by the middle of June. We were inundated with media on the way down to a town hall we did in Placer County on Thursday night. Everyone from CBS to Fox, there's stuff all over the internet. And I just think that some of these supervisors really are statesmen to stand up for what the people want. And we're finding very little pushback on this.
Well, I think that this was kind of a big surprise.
Well, we did call Jim Nielsen, Mark and I both from the car. We called Jim, and I wasn't driving, holding onto my phone. I have one of those telephones where I can talk through the dashboard. Just looks like I'm talking to myself. And we called Jim, let him know. And, on Thursday night, we were with Doug LaMalfa for quite some time. He had a fundraiser and asked Al and I to come. We had just got done with an interview we were doing with producers that produced programs for Discovery and History Channel and A&E. And we had a good time with them. And then we headed right over there. So I was in a T-shirt and blue jeans. And Doug, at that point, had made some references in front of everybody that the state of Jefferson basically, I mean, really and truly, when you have people saying that there isn't another alternative but overturning Reynolds versus Sims, Gray versus Thompson, et cetera, then I I don't know what to tell local folks. I don't know what to tell these supervisors. Just don't know. Maybe their infinite wisdom is more than some other folks. Beats me.
Well, we'll see. But the bottom line is that another county is weighed in. And, you know, they're all around Shasta County. I would wonder if Shasta County's, when this is going to be, become a topic of conversation.
When we approach them. We have not approached them.
Okay. I hope that they're, I also hope they're studying on
4,500 signatures already on a support statement. And one last thing quickly, because I know how you like to hear both sides. We had a declaration go to Lake County by mistake. an elderly couple, cute as heck, went ahead and accidentally took this to the Board of Supervisors and stood up in front of them. Now, on that Board of Supervisors in Lake County, there are 3 Democrats and 2 Republicans. We got an email from them. They sent it saying, we want you to come in and do a presentation. Do not leave us behind. How neat is that?
That's neat. You know, as we've said for this whole thing, and I don't think there is a person, Democrat or Republican, conservative, liberal, libertarian, or whatever, that truly believes that we are being, totally represented up here. And one of the things also is I've just been reading about the fact of these new laws that are going around that are telling each state says, we're going to throw our electoral college behind the winner of the election, so that, when it gets to a certain point, that takes away the electoral college. You're going to, it's just like you've taken away all the votes. We're going to talk about that later on this week. But anyway, Terry, thanks a lot. Meeting tonight, again?
6:00, 2570, Bonnyview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church. Again, a debate for District 5 supervisors, with the exception of our sitting supervisor.
Okay, and I think Ann and a couple others, other things going on right now, but I'm sure she'll get a hold of you later. All right, thanks a lot, Terry. We got to take a quick break. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We have Kevin Kelly with us, and we're going to be talking about the situation out at Lake Shasta.
April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Campora, Cross Petroleum, Crown Motors, Macy's, Peterson Cat, i5 Rentals, Classic Hits 105.3, Dutch Brothers, and Pepsi. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system,
And that's why Hue and Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue and Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue and Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue and Cry. 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
Small business owners are the heroes of our economy, yet the government targets job creators. I don't understand that. If you're an entrepreneur, let me help you grow your business. As the only locally produced afternoon drive time talk show in all of Northern California, we are poised to take your business to the next level. I host the Dan Fagan Show. Call me and let's work together. My number, 410-0028. 410-0028.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
Yeah.
Time has come today.
Yeah.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. It's 8:21 in the morning, 605-456-7 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of people in there. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Lines Heating and Air. It's going to start warming up, even though it's 58 today and it's going to be raining this week. Yes, yes, yes. And I'll tell you why I'm so excited about that in a second, because my guest is in here and we're both giving each other high fives. But Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. All makes, all models. Warranties, guarantees are available. He can check anything, any type of heating or cooling system. He and his people, Martin and all of his people from Alliance Heating and Air, I can't say enough about them. They'll come out and treat those systems like it was their own. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Have you had the filters checked and your air ducts and all those things? Maybe you better. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. My guest, and the reason we're giving each other high fives over here because it might be rain, Kevin Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Holiday Harbor.
Yes, sir.
And, you have, of course, Holiday Harbor rents.
We rent all kinds of boats.
All types
small
of boats,
houseboats, you know, we have a full service, gas dock, RV park.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things to do out there. You know, Bad Bob here is just a magician. This guy is unbelievable. I mean, I just watching in the control room and I'm thoroughly impressed with
this
guy.
Well, you know what? He does have his days, I tell you what. And then he's trained everybody else. So,
hogs and acorns.
We've got Savannah who comes in and she pulls in her own, she brings in her own, her Mac computer and she starts playing stuff. And Wayne, our newest producer, he finds stuff from places. I have no idea where he finds it, but it's all new. Just Bob, or as he likes to be called, the Bob. He finds it too. So all of our people, and I'm very, very happy with all of them. But Bob has been with us a long time. The fact is he's so much older than I am. I'm just not sure how he gets in here every morning. But Kevin, one of the things we want to talk about today is the condition of the lake. And if anybody knows what the condition of the lake is, it's you all out there that you've been living on it, working on it for years.
I've been there for 36 years now at Holiday Harbor. So yeah, I've seen the lake, all different shapes and colors. But, it is what it is. We're 88 feet down. Still plenty of water out there for everybody to vacation. So.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's down 88 feet, but it doesn't mean, how deep's the lake? I mean, it's like, what, hundreds of feet?
Oh, yeah, 600.
600.
Yeah.
So we still got a lot left. But what it does, though, is we lose water a lot. We lose a lot of water every day during the summer.
Yeah.
Because one of the things you told me last year was when we were taking a boat out a houseboat out was that, hey, the lake drops like a foot a day. But you said this year that's not necessarily true.
You know, we have a meeting with the Bureau of Reclamation and the U.S. Forest Service here April 30th. It's going to come out with the new numbers for the Bureau of Reclamation of exactly how much they're going to send down to the Central Valley Water Project. And those numbers are going to be real important to what the lake level is going to be this year. Now, I don't know any of the numbers. They do have a forecast out, but the new numbers are going to be released at this meeting. We're hoping that we're not going to see see that foot a day drawdown, especially in August, you know, when they got to start dumping some water. But, you know, I'm hoping, you know, and just keep your fingers crossed. And
it's supposed to rain this week. That's why I said Kevin and I were giving each other high fives and chest bumping with Bob.
In fact, Bob almost hurt me. Even a 6 foot rise is going to be very, very good. And that takes a significant amount of water, but it could happen in this forecast, according to my own weather expert.
Your own weather expert that sleeps with you.
But I mean, any amount of rain that we get now is just going to buy us that much more time, have a little bit more water to send down to the Central Valley Water Project for the farmers. You know, the farmers
Need it.
Yeah,
I don't mind farmers getting it at all, right? Because let's face it, agriculture. Now you can talk about farming practices, you can talk about all that, you know, that maybe there's better ways of doing things. Okay, let's find that. But to choose an introduced species to over people or agriculture is, I have a problem with that, of course, right away.
Yeah.
And then, you know, frankly, you know, we've got areas right here in is it Palisade or Bellmead or Bella Vista? Gets no water. They're getting no water. It's been cut almost 100%.
Yeah.
Agricultural. And so it's going to cost them a lot of money for water. And that's going to be another subject we're going to talk about. But just the idea of that is, you know, when they're trying to keep their agricultural area alive, and I look down at Palm Springs, you know, I can't help it. I look down at Palm Springs. I've been down in Palm Springs enough to see what they do down there. All these golf courses. The streets are being watered. you know, I mean, it's just, it is. I mean,
yeah, the you're way exactly that, right.
How many millions of gallons of water is going to keep golf courses green in Palm Springs? And instead we're taking it away from farmers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's going to be a balancing act this year. And, you know, it's kind of sad that the farmers, with the last report, were going to get only 5%.
Yeah, 5% of that. Well, how many feet does the, did you say that the dam was letting out last year?
On average. Just take an average during the summertime. Typically it's about 7,000 to 8,000 CFS.
That's cubic feet per second. And we tried to figure out how much that was. It was how many, that was 8,000 cubic feet per second. And I think we tried to put it into something like how many swimming pools that was.
Well, the Olympic size swimming pool, I've done a little bit of research on this. Great. You know, I'm just sitting at my desk, you know, bored, you know, which never happens. But, I think an average Olympic size swimming pool is 88,000 cubic feet of water. So it's, you know, about every 10 seconds there's a Olympic-sized swimming pool going out the dam on average.
1,000 cubic feet of water is 7,480 7,480 gallons.
70, okay, one, what, okay, say that again.
1,000 cubic feet of water is about 7,500 gallons.
Okay, 7,500 gallons and then times 8. Yeah. Wow, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
So, wow, that's even almost less than, less than 10 seconds.
Per second.
Yeah, that's per second is going out the dam.
Yeah. It's an amazing amount of water. But, you know, I mean, you know, those people south of us, they need water.
Yeah. So. Hello, Sungold. Hello, 43 and everybody else that's on here. I'd just like to say hello to y'all. You know, water, this is going to be something as we get closer. We're going to be talking more and more to water experts. You all do, I mean, y'all are, because of your business, you have to be stewards of what's happening up there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're constantly on the phone when customers call, say, hey, you know, that's the question of the day. How low is the lake? It's like, you know, the lake is low, but there's still plenty of water out there. I mean, you when you get out on the lake, the banks, you know, you look at the banks, oh, they're red. They disappear. Because you're out on the open water and it's like, okay, well, this really isn't that bad. You know, it's a little bit more of a hassle to get down to the dock, a little bit more of a walk. But you know, it takes an extra 20 minutes to load your boat and you're out in the lake and there's tons of water.
And your people are down there helping.
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I can't say enough about the service that you all have. And you know what? This is a, we're getting a party boat from you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, our grandkids are coming up. We're going to get a party boat. We're going to drive around and, you know, let them, they're all excited about that because you did that last year and it was just had a great time. We had a houseboat one time. In fact, we did a show from it. We may do that again. We may do a show from the party boat.
Yeah. Come on out.
Think, yeah, Bob, you know, Bob's going, well, I might do that. I might like to do that. And we do a party boat out and we'll just do a party boat and do the show from there because it worked out fine.
And we love having you guys out there. It's, you guys are great people.
Well, I tell you what, the idea that I want people to know is that, you know, Shasta, you know, Lake Shasta is open for business. Everybody's open for business out there.
Yeah.
And that, this, and if people don't, you know, once you're on the water, you're on the water.
Yeah.
And it's all of everybody out there is going to be helpful.
Yeah. I mean, the fishing is just phenomenal right now. I know I'll probably receive some flack from the fishermen out there, like, shh, you know, don't tell them that the fishing's good.
Well, that's, you know, I'm going to talk to you during the break because we're going to take a quick break here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends there located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Espresso Joe's and the baristas there. Not only do they have coffee that you can buy, you know, there in that they make for you, they've got all types of exotic coffee blends right there that you can buy. And they sell it at the pound, not the 12 ounces. All types of machines to make it, to grind it, to cook it. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew honors our veterans. Veterans always gets discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Buying a new car from Crown Motors is a great experience. Here's what Buffy Tanner said about her first purchase, a new Honda.
Crown Motors was terrific. From test drive, through the buying experience, to amazing service on our new Honda. We were so happy we bought our next car from Crown.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go.
Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. It's Monday. You know, today is Tax Freedom Day. And we'll talk about that in a second. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going down today because I need my hair cut. About every 2 weeks, I need to get my hair cut or things start happening. My, you know, my head gets heavy, all these. And I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop. They're right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Gotta love it. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Head on down there. DC Tim and the Man in Black, Logan. Okay. Today is Tax Freedom Day. Today is the day that you have been paying taxes ever since January 1st. And today, Kevin, do you feel free?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel?
You know, so at the start of my work day, I don't have to work my first 3 hours for the government?
Oh no, no. So you've been working for the government up until now.
Oh, I got you.
Last year was only to the 18th. Today is, I mean, this year it's 21st. Maybe next year will be the 24th. Of course, with Obamacare, it could be all the way into May.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to get into that. You know, even though that Kevin's in here to talk about other things, we're going to talk about regulations now. But one thing I just happened over the weekend because, you know, Linda's not being well, we stopped in at the, in one of the clinics. And the clinic said, the doctor said that, we're so much busier now. And oh, really? Because people have insurance? He goes, no, it's because people lost insurance. So many people have lost their insurance under Obamacare.
Yeah.
They lost
yeah.
their doctors. And now they're going into Pace and all these others. They're going into Pulse Urgent Care. They're going into all these. You know, they're going into because they lost their insurance. I know another example of, the government, you know, quote, wants to help, but instead ends up destroying things. And that's where you get into these other things like the Bundy fiasco. Oh, you can't have those cattle there. There's tortoises there. But are these the same tortoises you were euthanizing in a, 30 miles away? Oh, well, yes. Is this the same land that you want to give, take over because we've got a bunch of Chinese solar farms coming in here that Harry Reid had something to do with? Oh, well, yes. I mean, these are all just things that you just have to, you start wondering.
Oh yeah, just, it raises red flags all over the place. Yeah. And I think, it's just that, I think the environmentalists, they open up their script book and, let's read this today. Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. And my guest, by the way, is Kevin Kelly from, Holiday Harbor. And we were talking about the ocean. We're talking about Lake Shasta. You've been working here for 36 years.
Yeah. I've been there since 1978.
Okay, so let's talk about how it's changed. And, I wasn't going to keep going on this, but I know Kevin, and we talked during the breaks here, but things have changed in the 36 years.
Yeah, they've changed quite drastically. You know, we, years ago, really didn't have to worry about a whole lot of regulations, but, there is a lot of regulations that are implemented. And, since about 1992, they've really become full force, with the Water Quality Control Board and Air Quality Control Board, with the new CARB rules and regulations that are coming out now, that they've given us another year on, but, they're coming down the pipe, so.
Well, the CARB thing, yeah, they backed that off, but what about things like, what have you seen on this? I mean, is it hard? I mean, do they keep just piling more and more regulations on you?
Yeah, and it's it's getting to the point to where the cost of doing business is increasing, and the same old adage, well, we can just charge more for our boats. Well, our customers only going to pay so much.
That's what everybody forgets is we're just going to pass the cost on to our customers. Yeah. At a certain point, customers are going to have to make the decision whether they get a boat or they pay for food.
Yeah.
Because today it was just announced gasoline went up another 5 cents.
Yeah.
Over the week. Over a week that there is every gas station in town, you may find a couple or not, are up to over $4 a gallon.
Yeah. I just put gas in my car last night. I'm thinking, wow, what is it? 405.
It's 405. And think about this is now there, that extra $100 or $200 a month in gas. And then plus the extra money they're going to pay for food that comes in on diesel and all this, because all that's being passed on to the consumer. This impacts on you. And then the gas you have to put in yours, in your,
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even, you know, a lot of our customers coming out of the Bay Area or, you know, Portland area, Oregon, and just to get here, you know, costs them a small fortune. So, you know, just to get here with the gas prices and stuff like that, and not, let alone, you know, using the gas on the boat, you know, and refueling those tanks is not cheap.
No, because you have to, you know, go down there and truck it in and pump it down there. Right. So what other – when we start talking regulation, okay, this is just gas. We're talking about regulations, though. More onerous, things like they're just kind of, are they trying to back you into a corner, or not you specifically, but everybody that's out there on the lake?
You know, I don't think their intent, is that, but the end result is definitely that. You know, in my office, I have, 12 binders, and those 12 binders almost, daily, you have to either record or, you know, monitor something, and, you know, you have to have staff to keep those up. So all of those rules and regulations, and it's basically just paperwork. And it's reporting, you know, quarterly reports, daily reports, so on and so forth. It's really time consuming. It's labor intensive. And, you know, in that regards, you know, our cost of doing business is gone up because you have to pay somebody to do that. You have to hire subcontractors to do the reporting to the Water Quality Control Board, which costs a tremendous amount of money, because they want to talk to either a, you know, licensed engineer or geologist. So, you know, there's extra costs in operating. You know, where do you recoup those costs? You can't really turn it over to the public because you've just priced yourself right out of the market.
You know, I kind of look at these as these bureaucrats that are coming in and have been hired to do something like self-licking ice cream cones. they come in. This is their job. And they've got to do things on their job and to do, you know, to show why they're viable.
Yeah.
In the Marine Corps, and I'm sure the other services, come September, we would just be inundated, end of August and September, be inundated with all types of people out there to help us or to do investigations and all these other things. And why was that? It was because come October was the end of the fiscal year. And, or October 1st was the fiscal year for the, you know, for the federal government. So they would be out there all the time and coming back with reports saying, oh, this is what we do. You know, they're spending all their extra money instead of just saying, well, you know, really, we don't need to do this. So they were saying why that they were needed. And this is, you know, so I look at the government and a lot of these bureaucracies as this is why we're needed. And they just kind of just churn out paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't really care because this is their job.
Yeah.
Their job is to churn out this paperwork and to get this.
You know, I'm all for public safety and keeping the
everybody,
public safe and keeping the water clean and cleaned up. I get that. But when you have to go out and hire subcontractors to do the reporting to another government agency when, you know, I can't write the report because I'm not a licensed geologist or engineer. Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things that just adds more cost. And it takes away my time because I can't concentrate on the business. You know, probably 75% of my time is dealing with government agencies.
Well, you know, I can just say this is I believe I'm moderately smart, even though there is somebody that's written twice to the record search
light. That, but
it wrote twice to the record search light under the blogs that said that they had met me, and I don't know if it's a male or female. They had met me, and I didn't seem particularly smart. You know, and I may not be, but you know, I there's no way I can do my taxes anymore. Not in business. Probably, maybe in my, you know, my personal, I could, but I can't anywhere close in my business. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on. They could come in and tell me anything. I go, oh, okay. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Rally Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Carl. Yes, I tried to call in when you had the lady from Earth Day on because, I find it a coincidence that Earth Day and CARB is having a big meeting this week down in Sacramento regarding the regulations for the trucking industry.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, and there's a bunch of truckers going to go down there. We're going down there to testify in front of Carr because it just recently came out that Congress has subpoenaed the data used to justify putting the particulate rules in place for the filters and things.
Uh-huh.
And they could not produce the data, nor could they prove that they had ever had the scientific data to back up the rules and regulations they're putting on people.
This is the California Air Quality Board, right? Air Clean Air Board?
EPA. It was EPA.
Oh, EPA. Okay.
And as you know, CARB and EPA are, you know, hand in glove.
Yep. They are linked at the hip.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to see that, you know, that that's happening because, frankly, the idea for what they did and the impact, you know, that it's had on us up here and the impact it will. But if you look at a map of America and you look at where the, you know, the air quality is and all this, and you come up to the Northern California, Southern Oregon area, our air quality is better than any place else.
Yes, it is.
And yet here we are destroying small business because they're basing it on something that comes out of L.A. Frankly.
And science isn't even supportable. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. Well, you know, again, we go back, and this is where the Bundy thing comes in.
Yep.
And how I can tie this to Bundy, even though all that, I think that there's a lot better ways of handling this. Here's the thing with the Bundy thing is that you've got bureaucrats making these decisions. And they seem to be, who is in charge of the bureaucracies? It's no longer the people. It's no longer the elected officials.
Yep.
I firmly believe that.
They're unelected and unaccountable to anybody.
And they're going to be there after the elected officials are gone.
Yep.
You know, that's the attitude in a lot of cases. I'm not saying all, but I'm talking about in some of these. Some of these have turned into really bureaucratic thugs.
Yep. So anyway, Terry and I are going down to that CARB meeting, and any truckers out there, I invite you to come down Thursday morning, 8 o'clock. We're going to meet on the front lawn of the Capitol and then march to the CARB meeting.
Can you hear me okay, Sally?
Excuse me?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, just wondering.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sally.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm just checking our phones. Okay, you know, just checking on the phone lines, make sure that they're okay, because some people say they can't hear. So I try to check on all of them. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, my guest, Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. We're talking about the lake. We're talking about the Lake Shasta. It's down 88 feet. We know we're going to be losing more water, but probably not as much as we were before. But there is still 600 feet of water in the lake.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of water.
Okay, but we don't want to talk about the fishing, right?
No. Yeah, the fishing's phenomenal.
Okay, we don't want to talk about that because Kevin's going to take me out fishing, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Dinner tonight. How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Vistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at vistarbank.com. Vistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabot. It's Monday. April the 21st. Eight 50 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading and Crown Motors. Boom, boom, boom. All right, looking for a previously owned new truck, car, SUV, look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership at Reading Crown Motors. That's right. You can get any kind of deal you want, plus the show and shines that are going to be going on there this week at Reading Crown Motors. Great deals, great service, outstanding service department. Reading Crown Motors, give them a call at 223-2177, 223-2177, and join them for a show and shine this week. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. Okay, today, tomorrow, April 21st through 23rd, from 7 to 10 p.m. at Shasta College Theater, auditions for Chicago. So, if you're a singer or dancer, Chicago. James Santos is returning. You know, James is famous around here for what he did in Cascade Christmas and so many other things that he was a choreographer for and producer. He's coming back. He is, he was a former Cirque du Soleil, artistic director of Dralion, which was, you know, went, you know, traveled worldwide. Anyway, James will be back. He's going to be doing it with Dean Monroe out there. And Chicago, winner of 6 Tony Awards. Now, you can go out there and audition today, April 21st. You can do it today, tomorrow, and Wednesday from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. All right, and then rehearsals begin June 10th. I think we got everything in there that I needed to get in for this. My guest is Kevin Kelly. And who's here from, the Holiday Harbor. And we're talking about that, you know, it's not going to be easy this year for everybody.
No.
And the impact this has is don't be afraid to go to the lake. Right?
Yeah. You know, don't be afraid to come on out because, you know, there's plenty of water out there.
We're going. Yeah. You know, we love it out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you all were the first ones really to get us out there. Well, our friends Rick and Pam Hill got us out and towed me around on some kind of round inner tube thing that Linda was squealing with happiness and I was just hanging on with my arm around her just to make sure she didn't go flying 100 feet into the air. And everybody seemed to be a lot happier about this than me.
So you did some tubing, I take it.
Yeah, we did tubing. I guess, was that what we were tubing?
Yeah.
We were tubing. Yeah. And then I've seen, you know, videos, people going 100 feet in the air, dropping off by accident. But going out in the houseboat was just outstanding. I mean, you go in there, oh yeah, I think, get a cold, you know, beverage.
A little libation.
Hey, I'm going to barbecue some right here, you know, just, I mean, the whole thing and just sit out there and just watch, go down to the dam, watch that. And you don't have, I mean, it's just a great way to spend a day.
It's a week. It's a unique vacation. It's one that we enjoy.
Okay, so it's and so plenty of water out there. Now, fishing.
Fishing?
I have heard, I have read that fishing is just remarkably good.
Yeah, the fishing is just phenomenal right now. We have a lot of bass fishermen out working the top water and stuff like that, both bass and trout, just slaying the fish.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, I guess.
They're not for, gonna... for the fishermen, that's great.
Well, let me ask, are you familiar with stripers?
Stripers? No, not too familiar.
Okay. I think that's kind of bass, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
The stripers were kind of like introduced. The only reason I'm saying that is because they say stripers in the rivers just kill the salmon when they turn loose the young ones.
Oh, really?
They just, oh yeah, it's like a feeding frenzy. Yeah, yeah, it's a smorgasbord out there. I didn't know if they had them there. Okay, so what kind of fish are in Lake Shasta?
We have, both, rainbow trout, brown trout, smallmouth bass, largemouth bass. Right now we're working with the Forest Service and the Fish and Wildlife and we raise fish.
Really?
Yeah, we have kind of a joint venture and they supply the cages and the fish and we just, supply the labor to maintain them and feed them and.
Where are they at?
But
you can't say.
Yeah, that's okay. A top secret.
But what you do is you just make sure they're fed and everything?
Or? Yeah, we make sure they're fed, make sure that the otters don't get in the cage, things like that. These fish are just gorgeous fish.
What kind of fish are they?
They are, an Eagle Lake trout. They seem to be a little bit more hardy, and take to Lake Shasta
Rainbow?
A lot better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gorgeous fish.
How big do they get?
I'd hate to say, but they get big. Right now, the average fish is probably about 2.5 to 3 pounds in the cage now. It's a secret when we're going to release them.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Not even me.
Well, that's the way it should be. I'll just be down there tomorrow. Just be kind of going, open. Okay, now, you said you were going to take me fishing, which I don't know if people realize this, but I am the worst fisherman in the world. When people say, we catch, hey, I've been catching fish out here. Don't worry about it. You're going to be catching fish. And then, 2 days go by, and nobody's caught anything, and everybody's looking at me on the boat, and I'm kind of looking around,
Is it Carl? It's me. Where's your fish?
Yeah, that's it. Nobody catches them when I'm on the boat, so I don't know if it's me. So when you tell me, we're killing them out there, come on out and you'll catch a bass. Okay. To me, I've thrown the gauntlet down. If I catch a fish and I'm with you, then you've got to be the best fishing
best fishing guy
guide in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
I know there's better fishing guides than I, but usually when we go out, we don't get skunked at all.
I actually caught a steelhead one time.
No way.
I did on the Trinity. Linda had paid an exorbitant amount of money for her father and I to go out. So that for that $500 that she paid for two of us, I think, for half a day of fishing, I caught one steelhead that I managed to get into the boat, and it jumped kind of in the boat and kind of spit out the hook. So I've got him. And the guide says, this is the best-looking steelhead. I said, look at it. And he's, everybody's, yeah. He says, okay, toss it back in. And I'm looking at him. I'm thinking, this is 250 pounds, $250 worth of fish here. Well, he's a native. I'm looking at it. I was looking for a little sign, a little tag, something. No, it's the edible, it's that.
Adipose
fin is still there. So I let it loose and it swam away and it flipped me off. The only other fish we caught was a trout that her dad caught. Guess what? Native. You have to turn that loose too.
Oh.
I didn't realize you had to turn loose I can understand maybe salmon, but.
Naturals.
But naturals, all the naturals. So. That's why I carry a pair of scissors with me, just in case. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, I don't mean that. All right, Kevin, how did people get a hold of you? How did they get a hold of Holiday Harbor?
Just call 1-800-776-BOAT.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah, piece of cake.
And do you have any specials going here? I know you're getting ready to start, starting to get big, and now the season's starting to pick up.
Yeah, actually, every year we run a fisherman special in April and May. But this year, since business is not doing so well, we're even making better deals than our fisherman special. So you call us, we can get you out in the lake, get you fishing, pole in the water, and have some fun.
Great. That's good because we want to help our local business because the downward effect of people not, the ripple effect of people not going out on getting on the lake is huge.
It is. You know, the people that are passing through Redding, you know, the tourism dollars, you know, they're not going to be staying at the hotels and motels here. They're not going to be, you know, shopping at Costco, you know, Safeway, you know, Liquor Barn, all these other businesses.
All the local businesses, yeah. Fishing businesses and
exactly.
All that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, all the bait and tackle shops, you know, they're going to be hurting too because we just don't have the tourism up here.
Because people fear that the lake is too
yeah,
low.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest fear. You know?
Okay. Tell your friends. Lake Shasta is open for business.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. 1-800 what?
Boat. 1-800-776-BOAT.
Boat. Okay. Kevin Kelly, thanks for joining me today because, it was going to be for a shorter segment, but there's a lot of things. We brought in a lot of things today, but the big thing is learning about the lake and seeing what's going on right here before the beginning from one of the operators been out there for 36 years.
Yeah. I have a blast here, Carl. I mean, watching you guys and just laughing and joking, I'm looking at a career change possibly. I hear it pays an exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, it does. You know what? Bob doesn't even know what to do with all the money I pay him. Sometimes he doesn't even cash his checks for 4 or 5 weeks because he's just got so much there. Oh, anyway. Okay. Kevin Kelly, Holiday Harbor's here. Tomorrow we're going to have, some more from our friends at, Cool April Nights. Talk to a couple more builders. A lot of things happening this week here at KCNR 1460. So you want to find out what's going on, this is the place to come. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now. KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There was a moment of silence. They played America the Beautiful. And then,
listen, there's the gun, and there they go down the hill. Flying down the hill.
And that's how it sounded this morning on Boston's WBZ radio as the Boston Marathon got underway. Beefed up security this year, 1 year after the bombings. It killed several people and injured many others. Boston Mayor Martin Walsh telling CBS this morning he couldn't be prouder of the participants.
1 year ago, a lot of these people lost limbs, lost loved ones. One year later, their strength, their resilience is just carrying us forward.
With almost 36,000 people signed up to run, it's one of the biggest fields ever. She calls his behavior murderous. South Korea's president lashing out at the captain of that sunken ferry, saying his actions cannot be forgiven. The captain is under arrest along with a couple of other crew members. Deborah Herzberg.